Hello.
Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay, your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Can I speak with? Hold on, let me open this up. Okay, can I speak with Catherine Smith?
This is she.
Okay. Right now, I'm in just for qualification purposes. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open with your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay. I'm listening.
All right. And I'm just for qualification purposes. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
For me?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Hello?
No.
Okay, was that no or yes, ma'am?
I said no.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
I'm older.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask what is your race?
In between.
Excuse me?
I'm in between.
Well, I have a white or Caucasian, a black or African American.
I got it all in there, so I don't know what color I am, nationality I am.
So be mixed, including black or African American?
Including white.
But including black too, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
I'm 63,
okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
I don't know. I can't think that far ahead. I only can think of what's going on now. That's too far ahead for me, you might tell you that.
Well, would that be definitely vote or probably vote? Or 50-50?
You don't understand? I said that's too far ahead, and no, I cannot tell you would I vote or not.
That's okay.
Too far ahead for me to eat my plan.
Okay, now thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied with nothing going on, sir.
So be very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Not satisfied at all.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, thinking about the issues, you know, facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? Would you say reducing gun violence, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration?
Reducing gun violence.
Okay.
Gun violence. So,
okay. Okay. Well, you can pick two.
Pardon me?
You can pick two choices, okay? What about fighting inflation, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and children childbirth safer, providing affordable childcare, standing up to the rise of racism and discrimination, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, improving the economy, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or protecting LGBTQ rights or reducing crime?
Reducing crime.
Okay, that would be the other one. All right, thank you, ma'am. Right, Edmund, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay. All right, ma'am, in thinking about, you know, how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point?
The cost of living is the rent crisis.
Okay. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles, you know, to economic success and upward mobility in the country? Would you say it's inadequate programs to help people in poverty, poor life choices and values by some, sexism and unequal pay or treatment for women, lack of good paying jobs opportunities, too many people depending on the government for handouts, racism and discrimination, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, not enough good role models, poor work ethic, the breakdown of the traditional family structure. You can pick two of those two.
The rich is getting richer and the poor getting poorer.
Would that be unfair or rigged economic system for the rich?
It's unfair to the poor that the rich is getting richer. It doesn't matter what color we are. If I'm white, I still is poor.
Okay.
So
what about,
I'm not discriminating a color.
What about
a black or a white? A Hispanic.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm
what
just
about
saying to all the rich
about,
are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. The Republicans have started putting out money for the rich people, and the Democrat is still, the black people, the poor is getting poorer because they can't get ends meet. Some of them can't meet ends meet.
Okay, what about poor work ethic? You think that would it be?
The poor ethic, work ethic, it means that, you know, you just don't want to come to work.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what, you know, what kind of job you have. If you're not.
So you think it's
putting all your efforts in doing that job, you can be a CEO. But if you got a poor ethic, work ethic, it doesn't mean you don't mean anything to you.
Okay. What about lack of good paying job opportunities?
That we need.
Okay.
We definitely need that. If you look at the economy, if you look at the cost of living from 2019 to up to 2023, the cost of living done dropped double from that time length.
Okay. And now here are some reasons, you know, others have given for why they say crime is rising, you know. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Inflation and rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by. A broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not taught enough on crime. A lack of good pay. Go ahead.
No, the prosecutors. Let me tell you something. We had that discussion at work today.
Okay.
And I'm for the right, I'm for the right. And it doesn't matter who did what. But if you done did a crime, you got to pay the time.
Okay.
We let people get the prosecutor, what the judges, whatever they are. They put the people in jail. But in 2 or 3 days, they're out. But they done did a big crime that you can say that it's okay. It's not okay to kill somebody and then you let them out.
Okay, go ahead. You think it's the broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back?
Yes, that's right. It's a broken bail and parole system.
Okay,
you don't let nobody get out and they don't kill somebody.
Okay.
And
what
the family is...
Too many people suffering from mental illness in our streets.
Well, now, you know, now I'm going to tell you about that. Mental illness, that's dealing with what? Drugs. So if we get the drugs off the street, we won't have that problem.
Okay.
Now, I've been here 64 years, and some of the drugs I never heard of, and when I was going to school and everything, I never heard of these drugs. I only started hearing these drugs about 5 or 6 years ago because
okay.
wasn't none of that was exposed to
okay.
me in those years.
Okay, what about too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders? Not enough police officers on the streets? Lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity? Inadequate programs to help lower income people?
The immigrants, you know, if they would help the problem, and I know, because we have a governor here, we have, the president is all over the world,
mm-hmm.
but you have your governor, you have your mayor over there in Mexico or wherever, you got your mayor there, so, if that man take care of his people like he's supposed to, the immigrants would not have to come, try to escape to come over here to find a decent, because they're not getting paid anymore, but they fare better here than over there because they don't want to do anything with the people.
Okay. Okay, what about too many guns flooding our streets? Too many young people not being properly parented and raised, reduce funding for public services to help people in need. You think that would stop a crime?
I don't think that would stop the crime. The crime is you cannot, gun doesn't kill, people kill. And if you take a gun out of a person's hand, he's not going to kill.
Okay.
So if you do away with guns, you won't have a problem.
Okay,
but
ma'am.
Okay.
Out of all that I read to you, which one do you think is, you know, is the reason why crime is rising? You told me it was the broken bail, you know, and parole system, which lets back, you know, people back on the streets too quickly. And what else? You can pick two choices.
If you do away with guns, it would help.
Okay, so it'd be too many guns flooding our streets, right?
Too many guns flooding the streets.
Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, and how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books, you know, that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
You know what? That's a question that, you know, I did not hear when I was in school. But, you know, we had to hear about the Black American by our forefathers and our parents were taught to us about that. We never heard it in school because I was integrated with a white.
Okay.
So they did not talk. They did not teach that. So now they are teaching a little. But it's coming out on the television, so they would know who did what and who had the most knowledge to do what they need to do. The Blacks had a whole lot of education. God gave them everything, but was nothing, no money to take that where it needs to have been going, so the white man took over.
Okay, so have you heard or seen a lot about that, attempts to remove banned books, you know, that discuss slavery?
No, I hadn't heard that because I doubt it's in the book. I have to doubt it's, you know, being taught in school because I hadn't been in the school system.
Okay,
so
nothing
I
at all, right?
It has been taught.
Okay, and do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I
will not ban books from the public school. That's where you get your education from.
So
you
be know, somewhat, would you somewhat oppose that or strongly oppose that?
I would not oppose that at all.
Yes, that's it. The question is, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove?
I will support that because education is the main thing. And we have to have books to teach our children what's the right thing.
Okay, this is, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Do I support it?
Yes, or no?
Support it.
Okay, so be strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
I don't want the books to be removed from the school. So I would
yes.
not.
Yes, that's if you, because the question is, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? So if you say you support it, I mean you want them to remove it. If you say you oppose, that means you want them, you know, that you don't want them to.
I oppose it. I want the books to stay in the schools.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, okay, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Ron DeSantis.
Who?
Ron DeSantis.
What about him?
Do you favorable or unfavorable impression of him?
I'd give him a 0.
0, okay.
Uh-huh.
What about Barack Obama?
I'd give him a 10.
10. Okay, what about Kevin McCarthy?
I give him a 0.
0? Okay, the NAACP.
Uh-huh.
What do you give them?
I give them a 10.
10. All right, Beyonce.
Who?
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yes.
She's a rapper. And I don't believe in too much of all of that, but I give her 6.
6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about critical race theory or CRT?
A who?
Critical race theory or CRT.
Critical race?
Race theory. Yes, ma'am.
You're saying critical race theory, that means about the racism.
Yes, that's something they teach in school, okay?
Okay.
Well, what would you give them, a favorable or unfavorable, from 0 to 100?
I give them a 80.
80?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the gay rights movement.
What about?
What number would you give them from 0 to 100?
I wouldn't give them nothing, but I'm going to give them a 0.
Okay. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know who he is. So,
okay.
I can't give you anything.
Okay, Donald Trump.
I give him a 0 plus a 0.
Okay, the feminist movement.
Okay, what is that about?
The feminist, I guess it's about women, you know, a movement. It's a movement for women.
Well, I give them an 80.
80, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Oh, I give her 70.
70? Okay, mm-hmm. Joe Biden.
I give him 100.
100 for Joe Biden. Okay, and Black Lives Matter, or BLM.
Black Lives Matter?
Yes, Black Lives Matter.
Well, you know, every lives matter. It doesn't matter what color it is, the lives matter.
But on that one, which one, what would you give it from 0 to 100?
I give them 100.
100, okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and I know it's ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today, the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
I'd go with Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and switching things a bit, please rate me how much of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 10 means that you will... it will have a major impact in your life. 5 means it's moderate impact on your life. And 0 means that you don't think it will have any impact on your life. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. The country's economy going into recession soon. No impact, moderate impact, or major impact from 0 to 10?
I give it a 10.
A 10. Okay, what about climate change?
What about
climate change? Would it have any impact in your life personally?
Yeah, I give it 10.
10. Okay, what about affirmative action ending?
What is that?
Affirmative action ending?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it don't give me any information here, but, I mean, if you don't know any about it, I mean, that's no problem. We'll move to the next question.
Yeah,
what about crime and violence in this country? Would it have any impact on you or not?
It doesn't have an impact on me, but I will give it a 0 because they ain't doing anything about the crime.
So no impact at all, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say, you know, the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy. Okay, children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender, you know, they were assigned at birth. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I agree because if they was born as a girl, they need to use the girl's bathroom. If they was born as a boy, they need to use the boy's bathroom. Ain't all of this, you know, that's inaccurate, and it's not good.
Okay. What about drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison?
They need to go to a treatment. And if the treatment don't work, they need to then send them somewhere. Bless them.
Would that be, I strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The government should provide free child care to all families.
No, that's not. I would not agree on that one.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, what about the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide?
I strongly agree on that because my thing is if you was raped, You should not make a person have a child and they know nothing about it.
Okay. What about the government should provide a universal basic income for $1,000 a month for all adult citizens?
Huh?
The government should provide a universal basic income for $1,000 a month for all adult citizens. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I sure agree with it.
Okay, strongly agree. Okay, athletes should compete in sports based on gender. They were assigned at birth rather than, you know, how they self-identify. Agree or disagree? Athletes should compete, you know, in sports based on their gender. They were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
Well, you know, if you want to play sport, that, you know, if it's a girl can run on the football team, she can run. That don't mean she's, you know, that she's still a girl.
Okay.
But give up an opportunity to run as.
Okay. Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree on that one?
I strongly disagree on that one.
Okay. What about the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with serious health conditions? Agree or disagree?
I agree on that one.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, and the last one says ban assault weapons.
I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers adopting a child, sickness or serious injury, mothers adopting a child, fathers whose spouse or partners is giving birth to a child, caring for a family member with serious health condition, death of a family member when dealing with mental health episode, or mothers giving birth to a child.
Well, that is falling in a category.
You can choose as many as you want, as you think, you know, it should be for family pay leave.
This is for
workers pay time off.
Okay, would workers pay time off? If I was pregnant, I need that pay for that 6 weeks to be off.
Dealing with mothers giving birth to a child, right?
Right.
And what else?
If you have a parent that have a sickness, I think they should give that time off.
Okay. Sickness or serious injury, right?
Right.
Okay. What about death of a family member?
Yes. Now, the immediate family members, yes, you can give that time off for them to moan.
What about when dealing with mental health episodes?
Now, that's a different story. Now,
what about caring for a family member with serious health conditions? You say that one, right?
Caring for a person with... if you kind of stay, would find somebody to care for their family if they, you know.
So
you need that time off to see after your mom or your dad is if they got some kind of
What about fathers whose spouse, you know, or partner is giving birth to a child? Fathers whose spouse, you know, or partner is giving birth to a child.
A father.
No,
a man can't give birth to a child.
No. Fathers, whose partner is giving birth to a child?
Partner.
Yes, his spouse, you know, his wife.
His wife.
Yes.
Well, yes, they should be all. He needs to be at home with his wife. With that baby.
What about mothers adopting a child?
a father.
Mothers adopting a child. Should they be giving, you know, workers paid time off?
No, they should not. Why would they give a workers paid time? She's just adopting the baby. She ain't having
okay.
there.
What about fathers adopting a child? The same, no, right?
That's right.
Okay, so that's, I mean, we'll go with those. All right, ma'am, and how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Do what now, sweetie?
How often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life?
Okay, sexism, what are you talking about?
Discriminate women, you know, you just get discriminated for your sex, you know?
I don't be around nobody like that, so.
So you never, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, not at all. All right, ma'am, and have any of the following things happened to you or member of your household in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen?
No.
So, okay. What about home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Okay. All right, and switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
12.
Okay, I'll be a high school graduate, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any children, 18 years old of age or younger, living in your household?
No, I have, my children are grown.
Okay, and how would you describe the area where you live? Or would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
The rural.
Rural, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Three times a month.
Okay, three times a month. So be maybe twice a week or more. Twice a week or more, right?
No.
For every
a week, every week I attend church. We don't have.
Okay, because I have every week. I put. You want me to put that one?
Uh huh.
Okay. All right, and now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often or regularly watch, you know, or read them in the span of a week. Fox News, every often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom, or never?
Never.
Never. Okay. CNN?
Never.
Never. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
None.
Okay. Your local TV news?
I don't watch that too much either.
Okay. What about MSNBC?
No. I don't do too much news.
Okay. So none of that. All right. Amendment, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I think of myself as a Democratic.
And would you say you're a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong.
A strong Democrat, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Would you say Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provider by you or your spouse, employer, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or no
health insurance provided by my employee?
Okay. All right, and who is a primary breadwinner in your household? Would you say you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parent or parents?
Me and my spouse
jointly. Okay. All right, ma'am, would you please tell me into which of the following categories is the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? just tell me when I get to your category, okay? Under 15,000, 15 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150, 150 to 250, or over $250,000
a year? $150,000
a year, probably. Okay. All right. Hi, ma'am. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no? Hello?
Huh?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time, and I appreciate your help with this survey, okay? And you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.